You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Skalk Lowe, Wealth Manager at PSG Old Oak, joins us now to take a look at Skalk. Good evening to you. How the markets fared today? The JSE All Share Index finishing some 2.2% stronger, rather, today.
Yeah, what a day again. I must say it was not the type of day we saw yesterday. But, I mean, as you said in your intro, at least it's positive. I mean, we started this year off January, February into the red, rest of the world in positive territory. And we were just thinking, oh, man, is this going to be another one of those years? Mm. And then it turned around. I mean, March, somewhat better. April, fantastic. And here we're sitting in the month where we usually call the month of May go away. And it seems like they're all going away to South Africa now.
Mm-hmm. And may they all come. Let's take a look at some of the best performers. First Rand, Naspers, Standard Bank, among others.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, you mentioned some of them. I think you're gonna most probably chat to Aframat a little bit later. I mean, it's an interesting thing. I was asked the question. I can't remember if it last week, but in the past 2 weeks, I was asked the question. You know, the US had these companies that first called it the FANGs, and then they had all these beautiful names. And now lately, we got to know the saying Magnificent Seven, and somebody asked me what's it. We really wish we had a company or companies in South Africa which we can refer to as the Magnificent Company. And I would say, well, you know, you don't have to look too far. We do. Yeah. I mean, with all due respect, and I'm going to call it the CAN. I'm going to coin the name, Nabu. I'm going to
go
coin the
it.
Name. This is the CAN country because it's a C-A-N. I mean, it's Capitec, it's Aframat, which you're going to speak to a little bit later, and then naturally Naspers. I mean, if you help these three companies over the past, it's called 10 years, I mean, Capitec was a tin bagger. I mean, and yielded a return of 1,110% over 10 years. Aframat 435%, Naspers 444%. I mean, I know we've had a few companies that really struggled. I mean, the economy struggled. They had a few things, but hey, we need to celebrate some of the victories. And this is the CAN companies.
Absolutely, and we sure can. If you take a look at those that didn't perform so well, just run through them for us, including Goldfields.
Yeah, I mean, Goldfields, we've had some of the gold counters in general that came off. It did take a bit of a breather. We've had some of these precious metal prices, and you're referring specifically, you know, to the PGM prices, you know, platinum, palladium, rhodium. Those prices really, you know, increased a lot. Gold as well, but today a little bit of a breather, so wouldn't read too much in it. I'm going to get back to Goldfields. Anglo Gold also down, you know, 2%. So it's sort of a trend. Harmony down 1% or 0.8%. Sort of a trend. Goldfields is a little bit unique in the sense because they came out with a operational update last week Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, or Tuesday. Could be either or, but they actually mentioned, and a very interesting point on these gold mines. We tend to just look at the gold price and think these mines are cooking; they're really doing really well. But we tend to not always focus on the cost. And yeah, they look at a little tech terminology which they call all-in cost (AIC) or sometimes all-in sustainable cost. Now, when you look at Goldfields, they came out with quite a bit of a shocker because they mentioned in March 2023, their all-in cost came in just north of $1,300 per ounce. That increased to over $1,600 per ounce in December. Now, with the latest results, March 2024, it seems like their all-in cost increased to over $2,100. Now, that's important because, you know, when you see the gold price retrace, now, it's still in profit territory, but I think what we're seeing today with Goldfields, I think the market's just worried that if it retraced back to below $2,100, that a company like Goldfields could go into this quote loss-making territory.
Oh my. Let's talk through the commodities.
Yeah, commodities looking good. I'm a big, big lover, but unfortunately, it's sort of a you know, sweet and sour because as a commodity producing country, You know, this is great for South Africa. When we see platinum do what it do, I mean, it went through, you know, below $900 per ounce not too long ago and flirting with $1,100 in literally in a matter of weeks. We are the second largest producer of platinum in the world. We're the largest producer of palladium and also the largest producer of rhodium in the world. Now, when you get these PGM prices increase the way it do, it did. I mean, it's no wonder we're seeing a rand increasing or improving also the way it's currently doing. So this is good for our economy. It's good for our current account. But I mean, naturally, it's not good for the world, because when you see these commodity, I mean, the CRB commodity index, which because it's a lot more than just PGMs. I mean, it's oil, very, very oil driven, copper. That index increased, currently as we sit here, close to 16% year on year in dollar terms. That's not good for inflation. And naturally, mm-hmm. you know, when the central banks are looking at this, they want to see inflation coming down, not going up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Skalk, for your time this evening. Skalk Lowe, Wealth Manager, PSG Old Oak.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.